April is not just the month that you pay your taxes. Jazz Appreciation Month was started back in 2001 by John Edward Haas, who is a curator at the Smithsonian National Museum of American History. That tradition has now been carried on for 23 years, and locally, we can see it manifesting in Duluth, thanks largely to the efforts of Thomas Watko. He is a bass trombonist, and he is the principal person involved in organizing Jam Duluth, a series of concerts taking place throughout the month of April, and he's joined me today to tell me more about Jam Duluth. Welcome, Thomas.
Hey, thanks for having me. How's it going?
So tell me about what Jam Duluth consists of.
Yeah, so it's basically a concert series held throughout Duluth, Minnesota, with four jam sessions, and then this year we have five big band slash kind of bigger concerts on the weekends.
Well, I understand that you were a former student at the University of Minnesota Duluth.
Yes, I was a jazz studies major by the time I finished.
So what got you playing jazz when you were coming up in Duluth?
I would say we had a few field trips in middle school when I was in the middle school band, and we would see the East High School jazz band play. And when I saw them play, it was kind of a big inspiration there. Mm-hmm. And then I started doing the high school jazz band, and then the Head of the Lake Jazz Festivals at UMD really brought in some great artists that really sparked my inspiration.
Are you hoping that will happen with some of the younger folks that listen to some of the live performances with Jam Duluth?
Definitely. That's like one of my biggest inspirations, is being an inspiration myself and kind of sparking that in other students.
Now the series started on April 2nd, and so I'm talking to you kind of in the middle, and so far there's been performances featuring Marshall Dillon's No Comment and Duluth East Jazz Band and Randy Lee, and then there's another one coming up on April 11th with Grant Carl. What can you tell me about Grant Carl and his trio?
Grant is a bass player, really good friend of mine, and he's kind of taking the reins while I'm out of town, so he's kind of running all the shows. He went to Duluth East, UMD as well. He's a teacher in the area. His trio is some of the musicians that I played with when I was in Duluth, and they'll be playing a set, and then it'll open up and it'll be a jam session after that.
Now I'm going to look ahead later to the month and ask you to kind of talk about some of these other performers. Tell me about Hans Larson.
Hans, also another East, but he's now a manager at the Dakota Jazz Club down in the Twin Cities. And he's bringing a really great group with a bunch of Twin Cities folks. There's a tap dancer. Her name's Ashley. She's often at Whitey's. Miles is a tenor sax player who's also at Whitey's. Lance, bass player, and then Hans plays the drums. But they're coming up from the Twin Cities, and that'll be a really good show.
And that's going to be at Duluth.
Duluth Cider.
Yeah. And yeah. Then I see they're sharing a billing with the CSS and ESCO Big Band.
Yeah, so those are CSS's St. Scholastica, the other university in Duluth, and then ESCO High School is just up on the hill.
And then you've got some other performances. Do you want to talk about some of the highlights from later this month?
Yeah, I'm really excited. This year, we have Jake Baldwin's group, Twin Cities trumpeter, touring with four freshmen often. And I'm really excited for him to bring his group and have that in Duluth. And then we also have another Twin Cities kind of younger group, the Callum Schultz Quartet. He has an incredible, they're all high school players and they are killing. And they're sharing the bill with Adenfeld, which is a Duluth high school, and then the Bechtet, which is another young group of students in Duluth.
Okay, and so these concerts are taking place at different locations. We mentioned Duluth Cider, that the one you just mentioned, Denfield Jazz and Callum Schultz will be performing at Lake Superior Brewing. A lot of details to keep track of, but they can find all of that at your personal website, correct?
Yeah, this is my personal website. There's kind of a branch off. It's the Jam Concert Series has its own drop down, and it has schedules, band information, sponsorships, and stuff like that.
Okay, so Thomas Watko is spelled WOYTKO. So it's thomaswatko.com. If you Google Jam Duluth, will this come up as well?
Oh yeah, it'll pop up and it'll have all the events and different articles and such.
Thomas Watko is a bass trombonist currently on tour with Mean Girls. He went to University of Minnesota at Duluth, and he's organized Jam Duluth. This is the second year this series of concerts has been held in Duluth, Minnesota, and you can find more details if you Google Jam Duluth, or you can go to Thomas Watko's website. Watko is spelled WOYTKO, so it's thomaswatko.com. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.